Welcome back, everyone, to the Drink and Drum podcast, the podcast with all the vibes. I am one of three hosts. My name is Timon Nicholas, aka Mr. Terrible.
Signing in, Jaron Tomlinson, the young sheller, aka Pineapple Badman in the building. Wagwan.
And it's your boy, Evron Williams, aka Big Easy. You don't know Wagwan.
This is the unapologetic podcast with really good intentions. The socials, them located at the bottom of this podcast right there. So make sure you hit us up and tell us what's going
on. Yes. Good night, Khalid.
Yo, what's going
on? I feel like I need to tell everybody who listened to the podcast that Masari, for not dropping any podcast while I was away. I didn't drop no podcast in July. I didn't drop no podcast in August. They're probably going to get one at the end of August, and I think it's one of the episodes that was a continuation of the last episode.
Okay.
However, by the time y'all hear this apology, which is not supposed to happen because it's the unapologetic podcast, you check? I made up for it because I gave y'all a very bad video podcast just to test some things out. And then remember, everybody who was recording this episode had no idea that this would ever be used. So if you see us behaving a type of how, and there's a whole bunch of facial, whatever, no plan. This was a video that was supposed to get tossed away. If you see people doing gang signs and there's witchcraft happening in the background and people getting murdered, this was never supposed to make it online. That's why people were so free in the video, but y'all got it. So look, usually in the audio, when I edit the audio, you won't even hear sniffling. Nope, I get rid of all that. But in the video, I couldn't do nothing about it. I couldn't do nothing about it. So y'all can hear some nasty, choppy. I am so sorry for that. But I can't really say I'm sorry because. But anyways, I've been testing out this new thing. I've been trying to write this book, this novel, I should say. And as y'all can see, I think it's like 4 chapters already out by the time y'all hear this. And if y'all didn't hear it, I probably put it on the paid. But I'm thinking about just putting it on the free. So everybody can get it. But it's already, like, the thing is, it's free somewhere out there if you follow the link. But if you just wanted to support, you could just subscribe. Whatever. That's not even important. That's just to help me out every year with the subscription for Zoom. Yes. Jaron said he was busy with work and military stuff. But he'll be free next week. And next week, hopefully, I can give Lion a shout and get him on the podcast then. I'm not sure what everyone's reasoning is. He probably on road because he don't live inside. Nazia, I'm not too sure. I told him 9 to 10, but he probably fell asleep somewhere. Or he probably in somebody. Who knows? But yeah, so it's just me and Khaled tonight. And I'm not going to wait for them, man, because I low-key forget most of my trip. And I'm just trying to remember it as I go. So I'll tell you about my Antiguan trip, my 2 weeks. But anyways, Khaled, how are you? How's life? How's the week?
I'm very good. I'm not alive for time. A week after, really nice. Really, really nice.
What made it nice?
Well, for work, I'm only work from 7 to 12. And then I'm free for the rest of the day. Well, I'm free for the rest of the day. I just have a chill until 3:30, you know what I mean? Wish I could leave.
7 to 12 ain't bad.
Yeah, 7 to 12 really ain't bad. You know what I mean? So,
we you? I'll let you add it today. So, I do all the extra time. Second job.
You can't do nothing. You have to step on the cup. You have to stay there. Work.
Until when?
3:30. You can't leave until 3:30. 3:30.
Work different.
Yeah, boys. So,
So they pay you until 7 to 3, but you know when you work from 7 to 12.
Yeah, no, man, nobody hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, I'll get to a task and then sometimes you might want to do 2 tasks for the day, you know what I mean? And it depends on what truck you work on, because sometimes you get, if you do asphalt, you know, you can knock out asphalt quick because you just lay down the asphalt, you just roll it out and lay it out, you know what I mean? So you can get through that quick. And sometimes the potholes and them are so big, so they give you more than one. But when you work on one regular truck now, you might get some big work. So now you might have to get some dirt, get some stone, get some sandbags and so forth, because you block off on pipe, you make some like a bridge, or you Let me just say, you might meet them make on sidewalk and so forth.
Make
So,
a whole sidebar, jeez.
yeah. So, just so happened today, we were putting down like a lady, an old lady kept calling me saying that she has some kind of leak and so forth. So, hear this, dog.
Hey, y'all, tell
Yesterday.
us a call the 300 Club and prefer it. No?
No. Yesterday, dog, she then Carleen, right? Then Carleen thing Wednesday. We went and checked the job yesterday because they're claiming to be it's some kind of big situation. We went, we realized like water is running down into a hole, the hole to the
Sinkhole.
yeah. Oh shit, my headphone disconnect. Yeah, water run down the hole. We go down the hole now. Instead of run through the pipe, he run to the back of the manhole and come out, you know, and come out. You know, you come into the manhole now, but you run from behind and he make a force his way through some cracks in the manhole. So what we had to do now, we had to pack it, seal it back, and then stack it with some topsoil or dirt. Well, dirt, they don't call it by topsoil and so forth over here.
Tops are not a black one, or any top of the soil is topsoil.
Honestly, I don't know.
All right,
I'm
we'll move
supposed to
on.
be a black one, but over here they just call it dirt. Dirt is
Dirt.
dirt. Yeah. So
Okay.
we had to pack it. After packing it, we punched it down, and then Ted and his food was. We got done like 9:45. We sat in the truck. It was 101 degrees though, so it was hot.
Yeah, that's so
Like
hot.
we sat in the truck. And we breezed off. Then we went to a park and chilled for the rest of the day. My supervisor look at me and say, we got one ticket today. They expected it to take us the whole entire day. But the three of us went to the plant this morning to just get the work done and just kill it, you know what I mean? So we left the yard like 8 and we knocked it off by 9:45.
Look, my thing is, right? Why y'all in America say things by Fahrenheit? Y'all make things sound dangerously hot.
I don't know.
Like if hell was 100 Fahrenheit, you know how not bad it sounds if it's saying it in Celsius.
So what?
Hold on. Okay, I'm gonna say it incorrect. That's cool, that's cool. Let me, then I'm gonna look my research and then change about in US. Because I'm thinking degrees, but I'm just like, what degrees actually be in half Fahrenheit and Celsius? But anyways, Fahrenheit is in the country mentioned.
Really?
Yeah, I was correct. Yeah, how many a question? Y'all use Fahrenheit and the rest of the people never use Celsius. Hold on. Okay, so Fahrenheit equals 15, 95, Celsius is 32. Okay, so anyways, what I was trying to say with the joke is, why y'all use Fahrenheit and then say like, yeah, the place is like a million degrees, and then somebody who do Celsius was just like, I know it's 5 degrees Celsius. You know, it's not too bad. But you're all over here with your high numbers, making man think that you're dying over there. And we
Man,
just have the same kind of heat.
it's crazy that because when I write the date, right, I put the day, the month, then the year, right? Up here,
They put Monday here.
the month, the year. I'm like,
There's
what?
no organization. Like, why would you
Yeah.
put here? Tell me the day. Then tell me the month, then tell me the year. Like, I don't
And
get
then,
it.
yeah, you know what I mean? We just can't listen. Just can't listen. So every time they write it, like, why I do this? Why?
Yeah,
Why?
you know how that we forget used to? Because I've been doing it all in high school, and all of a sudden, I might as well go mess up the process.
Let me
Because
tell you.
if you think about it in terms of like number wise, I can use the number wise. You just feel like day, certain letter words, month, certain letter words, and a year.
Yeah.
It just yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know.
it's just crazy, man. Let me just say, boy, all right,
Yeah, but your intel was also interesting. I feel like the last time you were on the podcast, You were telling people that like you're working at Amazon, and I don't know if you told them about the
Yeah, for real, for real. I never transitioned to said how I transitioned from Amazon to Mr. Green Warehouse
check
selling
out. This is still your first year, right?
yeah, still my
Right?
first
Yo, hey, this boy
year.
making mo hey, this man making moves, dog.
For real, first year that.
My
Like
first
just got
year.
the guy missed the weight and all that asked me. I say, wait, you don't got a year, ain't it? You look for it 2 years now, ain't it? I say, Tan, we ain't reached a year yet. You know that. And yeah, after Amazon, you know what I mean? While working at Amazon and you know what I mean, my roommate told me, no, I'm working, you know what I mean? I have the choice, tripping with rent and so forth. I said, as I should, by right, you know. I ended up realizing that Amazon wasn't enough money, paying enough to manage that kind of financial, what's the word?
Load.
Financial load. Okay, let's just load. So, I ended up speaking to a friend and he said, hey, I know there's a warehouse on St. Augustine, you know what I mean?
That's
The
on
guy is
drugs.
looking. The guy is looking for workers. It's like it's a distro for Florida for vapes and so forth. So I'm like, okay. All right. I went for the interview. I got in. The guy told me how soon I can start it. And I'm okay. Just give me a week, I think. A couple of days. No, I told him I can start Monday or something like that. No. He told me, give me a week to organize myself and get everything in order. So I worked my last couple of days at Amazon and let them know that I'm leaving. They kept begging me, oh, why are you leaving? And I have to put in a whole bunch of stuff online. So I'm like, yo, I could just get up and just leave. You know what I mean? I don't owe anybody anything. But out of respect and in the future may want to work there for a second job, I gave them a decent resignation and went to Mr. Green Warehouse. While working at Mr. Green Warehouse, it was a fun job in the beginning, you know what I mean? It was really a fun job, but you meet a different people and you get to kind of network a kind of way, learning different things. And right now I have anything I need from the shop, anything I want to buy, I'll get. It's easy for me to get, you know what I mean? Because I used to work there and I was a good worker. So, yeah, they just let me know. Anything I need, just let them know. But it was a good job. It was a good job. But the most time I felt like I was working was when I was doing the, when I was offloading the trucks. Tell it honest, true boss. Because most times the customer come and pick up what they want. One or two times they will send online and say, hey, I need this, I need that, you know? So, one or two times, but most times they come to get what they get, and all you do is call the order. But I think they were a little bit behind though, because like I had so many ideas for the shop itself, because you could like get a what do you call it, a barcode scanner, right? And instead of having someone singly putting it down and calling it out to the person that's doing the invoice, they could just, the customer is supposed to be able to even have a computer there that they scan their products through. Like in those supermarkets, it tells them the amount and they pay what they're paying, you know what I mean? So I honestly, it was time for them to upgrade. So we hired this guy by the name of Alex, which is supposed to be our marketing, what should I say, marketing manager. Let's say he's over the marketing area, going out and getting sales and so forth.
And he didn't know for
So,
the job, he lined the resume and just
you
did,
hear me
hey.
tell you?
Well, that's what it is. I was just guessing.
But you know what he do? I realize they have this thing that someone that they what they call him?
I think you broke up just now because you're not saying nothing. It was me. No, he sent for me. Razo.
I've been there talking for the longest while until I realized that you were stuck in a pose.
You tell me you realized something about Alex, because he took the
Yeah,
money, didn't
he has this thing, like he calls himself an alpha male, which is just a little goofy. But because you know, alpha male, and but they have this actual trait where they talk loudly, so it makes you feel like they talk overly confident, like if hey, they can do this, you know what I mean? So it went to a part where he was getting paid by commission, right? So because of how he talked and talked like he knows everything and so forth, he was catching the customer's eye, you know what I mean? One or two would reach for him and be like, hey, you know what I mean? Like, does he really know what he's actually saying? Does he know what is really going on with the vaping market right now? But he was just talking so highly, you know what I mean? But the thing is, Alex has a lot of drama. And
going to drama, I mean
drama going through his life, boss. Like he was going out trying to get people to come and get, he was getting us a few stores and so forth, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So in the beginning, Alex realized that hey, his commission, right, the first month he got his check from the boss, he realized, hey, I'm making some money, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So he thought he could keep that up, you know what I mean? So he went out every day. Not saying I'm not cramping his hustle, but he will leave at 8 and we won't see him back until the end of the day. I'm like, bro, you try to tell me you out every day, the whole day, dog, and you come back with one store that won't join.
Easy for get people to join your store. If it be easy, everybody would also do it.
Right. Yeah. That is true. So I gave him props for actually trying to get some sales, you know?
If you came to your new home, like a barbershop, maybe. Would you just come and say, yeah, I have a little business with you? You'd have to sit on here for a couple hours to convince you. And then I might say, I'll think about it. So the one somebody that he get the man off of their cell. The boy must sit there like a batty by the side to listen.
But I wonder that because, yo, the man, he used to be a part of this company by the name of, in which they sell vaping gummies and so forth for in the States. What was happening now, he put like $80,000 or so within the company with the guys.
Mm.
It just so happened now, those guys never did
$80,000?
Yeah, around $80,000.
Alex got money.
Boy. He used to be in a family business, but he says there's too many complications with the family business, too many prisons. It's like you have a bunch of chiefs, but no herd, you know what I mean? Nobody to guide, you know what I mean? Shepherd. So everybody wanted to be a boss, you know what I mean? What ended up happening, a lot of conflicts began, and he exited the business because of that. So he went on his own. He became a popular DJ, apparently. I don't know how big he was, but yeah, I don't know. He became a popular DJ. Went on polls and started to talk to a lot of people.
But he went on polls and started talking? Like he was tours, at a strip club? Oh, tours. Because you know how crazy that would be? The man is a motivational speaker, but he do it on a strip club. So the man have a venue full of people and he's just like, all right, guys. I want you guys to understand that confidence is the most gracious attribute that you can have as a person. Right. To understand, and he over there do flips and all kind of stuff on the pole. That'd be crazy.
Well, he ended up meeting some people, and then some friends came to him and was like, hey, I got this business idea. But the way how they explained it to him, he's like, hey, this is foolproof. We can do this. And apparently, it turns out that they never did any marketing. They never did no. And they took his money. They started this business. They never did any marketing. They just started putting products out. They started to get hot for a little bit, but then no advertisements were there. So because of no advertisements, people weren't hearing about the product enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because of proper research, they weren't following the guidelines of the government and of what is really selling. So business started to go down, and then they literally, because he wasn't there to really sign papers and anything, he just gave the money without any fucking receipt. Well, how stupid can you be? Without any receipt or contract to see that you're getting back your money. But I guess he places trust in the friends that he had, and they kicked him in his bottom, took his 80,000, and now everybody looks at him as the one of to make the business fail.
My thing is, 80,000 is a lot. Like,
very much so.
Rich people are always saying, oh, you're not supposed to spend 10% of more than 10% of what's in your bank account. You check?
Yeah.
So when them man's a billionaires, you know, they make you afford to spend just 10% because 10% is huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know? For Ari, that's to make like, you know, $1,000 or something. I can't spend more than that a week or a month or whatever. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So if you invest in a business, I feel like 25% would have been like reasonable for him to like invest. But more than that is your company. Like, how much they gave? Each of them gave it. Like, why are you doing so much? Match. For starters, match and see where things going. And when you see things booming, they give some more. But don't give all that for a jump and put that on you.
Exactly. And but bro, every day his stories are just all over the place, man. So he lost the 80,000. He did some kind of other business that he put in $1 million.
Yeah, I'm tapping the boy.
But meaning when I know when for continue, I stop listening to the man back because the man drama then just sound too.
The
good
moment
to
he
tell
me $1 million, the mother said, alright now. Like, you don't think I have $1 million? Like, look where we at right now.
But exactly, fighting dog. The man literally goes every day a fight bars because now he owns a limited edition Corvette what version did it? Is it C7? Some one of the limited edition one, and then he has. He has a Raptor truck. The Raptor truck is $90,000.
And 90,000 for him? And 100,000?
120, boy, because he used to work at a motorbike dealership. He ended up knowing some of the people for certain dealerships.
And gets it down to 90 something. That's so crazy because, like, don't they get like
it was a limited edition, but he got it for 90 because they were using it as an advertisement.
Oh, one of the vehicles that was in the window that people can drive.
Yeah,
he can get those for a little bit cheaper, but they already have some mileage on them.
Yeah, okay. But so he got that for $90,000. Not knowing, I thought Alex was buying these with money. Alex was just using credit to buy all these.
So he in debt? Yeah. An 80 plus a 90?
But I'm just there like, yo, Alex, how you get yourself in all this shit, dog?
Boss.
It's crazy, bro. So it ended up now.
First of all, you're being the bank, boss. That bank look what he say. The way I see him spend money and none and come back, we just give him $1 million.
But what was crazy, right?
So wait, what do you have as collateral if you pull that big loan?
I don't know.
Anyways, cut it, tell me Alex Wood. It's crazy because I got to blurt out his name every time you mention it.
Alex, Virgin, no, Alex Pierce.
You know, it's about four times.
Sorry, Alex Pierce.
Yes, his parents.
Alex Pierce, right? Joined with his their aunt, with his his father's sister, his aunt, to buy a house. At the time, the house cost 160 something thousand, I think.
Not bad.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so
you can buy a house in 2 years. You can probably buy a house in 2.5 years.
Yeah.
100,000. You think so? Or maybe like
they
four.
They can get on loan for that.
Which one would be? All right, tell your story for start. Jump into that.
Okay. So the parents now went half and half with the aunt to buy the house. Well, they had a house over in some place he called. I don't remember the name. They sold the house and went half and half to move to Jacksonville. So they bought a house here. They went half and half with the aunt. Going half and half with the aunt with no fucking documentation to say they go half and half on the lease, on the title deed. Nothing. The aunt now decides yes. The aunt says the house is now worth $300,000. The aunt is a millionaire. The aunt is a millionaire and still wants the little puny that they have. Because the aunt's husband, which is his uncle that was in business with the father, his father kicked his father out of the business and took all the millions for himself, bought a whole island, and recently sold the island for 3 point something, or how much did he say? Some kind of millions in the Bahamas, island in the Bahamas. So,
that's the interesting thing about the people, boss. You just think people is regular, average, and they have so much going on in the background.
Yes, boss, because boss, you think Alex will be a normally cool dude, but then Alex is going through so much. I literally feel it for him, boss. Like, I'm like, yo, I do not know when he's going to recover and catch himself, but I don't know. Like, bro, so now the aunt wants the house. The aunt is telling the parents, come out of the house. So he now is saying, man, he may have to sell his Corvette to get the money so he can give the aunt her half back so he can be in the queue. So his parents could... they could turn over the house to him and so forth. The aunt says, okay, make me the proposal. We make a deal and we can work on it, right? Now, Alex now starts to wonder. I have to sell my car. I still have to pay a finance on my truck. I'm living in rent. He has 5 dogs, 1 motorcycle. So, and still himself to support. And because he's overly cocky about himself, he picks up some chicks, but chicks that are, like, young, that want things, you know? So, it's just a bunch of money spending on him.
That's wild.
So, he came a day, Alex told, yo, literally, every customer that say, Alex, how you doing? Man, other than sad being story. Fucked of $1 million... $80,000, having to help my parents get back at home. I'm like, bro.
He's a troll up of people.
You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, you could just be like, man, I'm good, but I'm just going through some stuff. You know what I mean? Something.
Check,
man.
I'm good. Life could be better, you know?
Alex was just killing everybody. Everybody's like, yo, what's going on for Alex, man? What's Alex's problem? I'm like, man, he's going through some stuff right now. I do not know. As you can hear his story, I just don't know. I can't help you. Hey, man, I tell you. And imagine, you know, I went there today to just say hello and so forth. I was like, how's Alex? They're like, man, the same bullshit. He's not making enough money. He's going out every day acting like he's coming back with a bunch of sales. The vape business has gone slow, tell you the honest truth. So a lot of people have kind of just what the stock they have, they're just kind of maintaining it until to see if business pick back up, you know what I mean? But the thing is, the city of Jacksonville is cutting back on a lot of different types of vapes that you're allowed to sell. So
because you're not... kids are getting their hands on them, or... health reasons.
I believe it's like for health reasons. And for real, though, to tell the honest truth, it could be also with the kids, because sometimes a parent may buy one, a vape, right? But because it's fruity, like a fruit-flavored one, their child may start puffing on it. And when their child start puffing on it, it ends up and be a case that the parents just buy a new one and leave the child with that one. So it just starts a whole big ricochet of smoke, vaping kids all over.
Next to a game of cigarettes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And the thing is, this they don't know that 5% of nicotine is more than one cigarette. You know what I mean? Like, a vape is way worse than a cigarette. You know what I mean? So it's just crazy.
No,
Like,
but
what?
people see the results and so all the time, and they're just like, well, you don't hit the same, you know, it hit you
Right.
faster, you don't feel a burn in your throat.
But I honestly thought that vapes were getting people high. You know what I mean? I was like, why did they just keep. Boss, literally, you talk to somebody and they look
Yeah, it's
straight.
got a
I'm
little
like,
tingle headrest they want, and then he
you know what I
gone.
mean? I'm like, yo, what's so special? So, because I work at the distro now, I'm able to pick up a bunch of different types.
And test
So,
them.
and test them, you know what I mean? So, I was just giving them the. I still have so many that I haven't tested, bro. Like, I would take one puff and just put it down because it's not for me. Bro, I took a 5% vape, dog. I took a. I was coughing whole night, throat just feel erupted. I'm like, yo, how do they do this? I'm out of breath, man. I couldn't even, like, it was just to the point, like, it's just like, I was just like, fuck this. I want to have sex. And when I have sex, I need to breathe. I can't do this shit. You know what I mean? So I just said, man, fuck this. But back to the main point of the
Yes.
story. Yeah, so Alex was just killing the industry, you know what I mean? Alex was just bringing bad energy every day to work. His main startup line for the mom, he walks in, he's like, fuck. And then that's how his morning starts every
I never
day.
start you like not today, Alex. Say that energy for tomorrow.
Man, you just can't stop him, boss, because his stories will just make you be like, man, Alex, I'm so sorry for what's going on, bro. What, bro, you put
Bro,
yourself in
they have this video on Instagram with this white guy,
it.
super privileged, and he's complaining about his life. And the way how he's complaining, I kind of feel sorry for him now. He's just like, damn. But not really, because you're just like, this have to be some kind of joke. So this rich guy, he's talking about like, can you believe that the maid comes in once a week and she just only cleans up, and what about the other days, the other 6 days, you know? And the dad and so just they took the Ferrari, but now they have to ride this Range Rover, and he have to share it with his sister, and he just like, what kind of living is this? And he's complaining, just like it's just inconvenience, and he's going on, he complaining about how bad his life is and how, you know, selfish his parents is being. And I'm just like,
And his life is way better than half of the
but
people's.
that's a struggle for him, that's his lifestyle, that's him experiencing stress and trauma. And I'm just like, wow. And you know, you look at it now, and some people complain about some stuff. You're like, you know how we grew up as kids, we appreciate a lot of things. And then there are people experiencing worse than us and discontent.
But like he had to realize, he had to literally sit down and come to understand like which kids are jealous in each other.
Pass.
Like, yo, when you grow up, right, you not really care if your mommy buy your sister new shoes or your brother new shoes. You just say okay. Eventually, everybody get a new shoes,
Everybody
but
get these
at
shoes
the zoo,
eventually.
you know what I mean? But up here, it's like, why you buy her Jordans and buy me a Nike? Like, what the fuck? A
Get shoes,
shoe,
right?
but back home, dog. If you get one Jordans, you don't know you're gonna wear that till he dead because no more come right now. That's your fourth one, that might be your last Jordans,
Check,
dog.
yeah, make sure that it lasts. Clean at it.
Last,
Take it off for your outside. Don't walk too hard.
last,
Wrap it up in a plastic bag when you wet outside. This thing was
last.
last.
Man, I tell you that. Me give thanks for them rhinos. and see you in my shoes that you're
They used to
buying
laugh us on, call it.
Yeah, man. We give thanks to the rhinos, that.
And the rhinos last tough, yeah, strong.
Your boy.
Throw some polish for that boy shine.
Shine. Me just throw baby eyes, boy. Me baby eyes, boy, for me. Shine, no shit.
Rhinos.
Boy. Tell you, dog. But I remember the times when, for me, old lady, teach me for iron my school shirt, dog. And she tell me, like, she make me put the four seam in the shoulder.
In the shoulder.
The shoulder and then straight. So remember go to school, boy, and then teacher just there ask me, Khaled, who iron your shirt? I said, me. Who teach you to iron your shirt? I said, my mom, you know what I mean? They're like, no other student is coming to school with the line so firm in the shoulder. But me tell you, but I'm from people in those kind of old school. Me know about yours, but like
me see the pants, not so much on the shirt. Yeah, spray styles on the pants. Seeing the sharp, that boy could cut.
Yeah, you just have a fucking sharp seam in your pants for real. Real, for real, man.
You check, you see a little wrinkly just a water, but that's get a wrinkle out there, starch it.
Yeah, boy. Me tell you, boss. Especially when you fuck up and you get on double line. You just run like a water.
Run water for that start out again.
You tell you, boss. Yo, those are the days. Real, man. Those are the days. Real, boss.
Boy, bring you back to, like, being content.
Yeah,
you know, like, being ambitious is being ambitious, right? You need something to work to, you know, to kind of give yourself drive, purpose, whatever, right? But like, I was the other day me were talking. No, I was sorry. The other day me were talking, and I was like, "What is this that came over here for?" It's to make money, send back home, and invest back in home, and just enjoy my time overseas. If I can build something here, that's cool. If I can build something there, that's cool. But no matter what happened, I go back home, I relax, I live all my last days, and get buried, right? And in my head, I'm working, I'm just like, I say I want these things, and I'm like, it's not like if I don't, I'm not supposed to have these things, or I can't wish or want these things, but I'm like, am I getting distracted? And I thought about it, you know, because I saw this thing on Instagram talking about, like, areas in the world, like, you know, in Canada, in America, where you can go and live. You can buy acres of land for, like, the low. You can buy homes and stuff for the low. And in my head, I'm just like, it sounds too real to be true, because if it was so good, why nobody there, right? And I'm thinking, why, if I want to buy something, I think about buying something. Why? I'm only looking at this area when the world's so big.
Right.
And like, I can't see outside the scope of the area in which I live, and which I live in the city. So everything in the city is expensive. People get a little bit cheaper life going an hour out of the city, and that's basically a country. And the house in them still a little bit expensive. But the further you go away from a city, the cheaper it gets, because, you know, accessibility and shit. Yeah. I don't even go into the city that much. So even if I moved, it wouldn't change shit. Because I'd have been living all the way out there, still not going to the city. You know?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, if I found work far away from the city, would I be satisfied?
Yeah.
Because I feel like people plan for just the off chance they do something, not knowing that they don't do it all the time. Like, if you're paying a subscription to tell a specific person hi, right? This is a way subscription to have. If you see them 100 times a day and you wave to them, you get a dollar. Right? If you don't see them, you have to pay a dollar. Now, you know, this person works just down the road, so there's a high chance you're going to see him all the time. So you run the subscription. But yeah, no, nothing down that road for you. But if you go down there, you're going to see him all the time. So you're just like, just in case I do see him, I'm going to get a dollar. You don't even think about all the money you're losing by being there. I'm not seeing that man.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, you're thinking about what you can get, but not thinking about what you're losing by just being where you are. And I'm like, do I take a risk and go where I know I can obtain something and then build something around that. Because there are so many places in Canada, but the reason I don't really want to explore Canada too much to live is because I cannot deal with the ridiculous cold. In Toronto, it gets cold, it gets crazy, the city. But I went out to the countryside one time when it was snowing, and I'm like, I don't want to live out here. No snow trucks coming out here to plow snow. You know what I mean? It looks cool because you see fields and stuff covered with snow. And I'm like, this is like a whole different winter out here. You know what I mean? And the further north you go, the colder it gets, the longer it gets, the harsher it gets. And I'm like, can we just go down to America and see what's going on down there? But they have areas in America where you're like, this is the land, and a lot of it is desert land, like hot, scorching dust. And people have to pay a ton of money for buy, you know, grass and then water the grass just to keep it looking lively in this desert. And I'm like, what people live here? Because, like, once you have a decent building, no, like, place to buy some food, place to shop, buy some material, buy a little thing here and there, you can actually make it work. Sure. And if it's like an hour, 2 hours away from the city, then you can really just spend a weekend and say, hey, let's not go down the road. It's Friday night, spend the Saturday, and then I come back up the Sunday night, boom, bam. You know what I mean? Yeah, it would've been worth it because you save so much for living out the city. And then, even if you spend in the city a ton of money, it's not all the time.
Right. But, yeah. like, for me, also, like, me, while middle life, I acquire a piece of land in other countries, too. Because, like, yo, the guy that must do it, I asked him, yo, how much for land? Because I was thinking, like, land in Jamaica and so forth, okay? You know, their money kind of small.
Money, yeah.
So they crazy. Like, how much for land down there? Yo, he caught me off guard. He was like, man, like 20 million and so for land. I said, Marat, what?
Yeah. But you forgot.
Yeah. So at the time, I was like, 20 mil? I said, Marat! But then I'm like, I start sitting down and really think like, yo, Jamaica money is so big, you know.
Easy, big enough for anybody.
Yes, I'm like, 20 mil might just maybe be on 80,000 US, you know what I mean, just depending, you know what I mean? And you're like, you'll get acres for, in the States and in the Caribbean, $80,000 just to buy a house plot, right? In the States, $80,000, if you're lucky, you maybe can get somebody that maybe will sell you a half acre to an acre, right? If you're lucky, depending upon where you're because you're guaranteed. But in Jamaica and so forth, you'll get acres of land. Like, I have this friend that I met when I first came up here. He lives in Syria, right? He actually building a house in Syria. I asked him, he spent $60,000 for 5 or 6 acres of land. I'm like, that is what, and it's not land in no normal area, boss. It was land on top of a hill, nice view. It was like he owned the whole city for himself, but then he said, he showed me some pictures of his house, dog. He tell me he's just $100,000 in. Bro, I look at the house, I'm like, yo, all the house needs is doors and windows and you're done. But, and yo, what amazed me the most, right? Those guys, they're not building, their house is not fucking like cement and regular concrete. It's like stone work. Bro, I was like, damn, boss, you know, yo, me don't know how much money, their money worth down the dark. But when you walk in and you walk on a tile, that's all right. Right? Yeah, all right, for walk on a tile or on board floor. Like, oh, this is some nice tiles. But when you actually walk on fucking granite,
I know how expensive and heavy granite be for work, right?
But granite so brittle for
cutting. Brittle?
Yeah.
Which part of brittle?
Yeah.
Crumble, brittle.
Like,
granite.
That he trip easy. Yeah.
Okay, maybe chip easy, but granite hard for break. This is tough.
Not really, because I've
let's
worked
not look quick. Let's not let's maybe not real granite. I'm not this the workplace material, but that's not me, you know. Is better story.
But okay, but you know what? I could be wrong with the granite part because I was going off of what I was told when I was working with them. You know what I mean? Maybe they
Go
didn't
ahead.
want me to drop any, you know.
Uh-huh.
But boss, the guy showed me some stonework and so forth that he's doing on his house, right? I'm like, you are $100,000 in. Your house literally just needs some finishing touches on doors and some windows. But you got some fucking granite floors, dog. Granite roofing, dog. Boss, the boss design so pretty, right? I'm like, and he'll say, yo. Me can one house after that back home, I go run me couple 1 million or so. And for import granite alone, I go cost me another set of change.
Yeah, okay. So you were correct. When I was thinking about granite, I was thinking about the slabs of granite, so how heavy it is to move, and when people carve things out of the pure granite.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
It is brittle. It is brittle. So you were correct. Sure. I was wrong. My humble apologies.
That's okay. Yeah, but I was like, you brittle, man, because when I was working with it, man, just cutting it alone, and we were fucking up the cut because the plans for the hotel, they made them wrong. So the measurements they gave us was so off, and we had to, like, do some adjustments and so forth, but eventually they had to call back another company for them to do it properly and so forth and get it correctly for some of the things in them. But as back to the story I was saying, like you just look on what you can get for in other countries compared to certain countries. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can get a hill land and so forth. For Pandalo, like, but some of the things in there send me by Instagram, I wonder if they're actually true, because like, why you not hearing
nobody
talk
about
it?
It? Yeah,
nobody a bite like that, you know what I mean?
But then you have to think about it, because nobody want nothing. Like today, I sent you something on Instagram where this guy was showing off his apartment in New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said he paying at least $2,000 a month for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The whole apartment probably as big as my room. So they make it a little loft, it's a little tall, and the bathroom probably the same size as the bedroom, or yeah, where he bed and so late, because I think under his bed is where the bathroom is.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you walk in the room and you see, I think I can't even explain to people. I could try to explain to it. If you go on your Instagram, you probably see it. But the man walk into the door, and the door opens, and it meets a wall,
right?
But there's space right behind the wall, so you could probably put like a cabinet to hang some stuff there. So he creates like a little closet thing, right?
Yeah.
He shut the door. You see it right off of that wall. There is a closet, and he's like, "It's a big full size closet," and then above it. It's some space that I could put like stuff on, and he's just like, I know I'm gonna get stuff up there, but it's storage. And then right in front of that is like a heat and a window, and it's about 7, maybe 8 feet from the closet door to one of the walls, and then across, he could probably put a couch there. I don't know where he would put the TV. And then from there, that next wall is where the kitchen stuff is, where you have to use the sink, is the washer in the bathroom, and then there's the stairs that goes up and give you a good amount of headspace for the bedroom. I'm looking, I'm just like, that is probably the same size as a prison cell in Sweden, because they have some of the best prisons. That man's gonna leave prison. This man, and the prison man not even pay that much. Same living. he was looking for people online to help him design his apartment. I was like, bro, leave. Work from home or something, go to somewhere. Like, if you need to meet your friends, catch a train and come down a line with them for like a 2 weeks or a month or something, and then talk to them on Skype.
Right. But nice. Sometimes you just find it so ridiculous, like old houses in New York, right? Can run you for like $1 million. And so forth. Houses over in New York is really expensive. You know what I mean? But then, like, I'm saying, like, the same places that they show on the low on Instagram, right? I'm saying, if you buy, it's just like, is it hard to get current and electricity out there? Is that why you're not hearing it being talked much?
Yeah, yeah. Because I watch a lot of videos like that on YouTube where man setting up homes. Because I like to see, like, when they use unconventional ways to make, like, really gorgeous houses. And the mans will make, because they want to make it like kind of off the grid, but not really off the grid. And they want to make everything like work into each other. So all the runoff water flow through filtration to turn to like what they call it, gray water or something to reuse for hydroponics and stuff. So it has the whole thing purified itself. And they show you how they do these houses and so. But when they bit like, they have to get power and they have to get water lines to run out there. So they have to pay a man to cut the road. Even if they cut it themselves, then they have to pay the people to put the lampposts in to run the wires. So they're basically asking the government, listen, let me pay you to give me your utilities. Because if the government were doing their own, they would just make the road free. And then you just go and buy a piece of land there. But now, you tell them, make you a road and give you these things. And the man's like, all right, bet, this is the price. So it's crazy. So when I see them man's like doing that kind of stuff, I'm like, you have money. Or you saved a lot by switching to Geico. I mean, you saved a lot by buying a house out there cheap. You're just like, let me just use the extra money to get these utensils. You mean utilities. Yeah. So I don't know. Like,
spend like $30,000. And get 10 acres of land, right? And then how many for do I just put down a house and then pay for get my utilities and so forth? I would do it. I would honestly do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's what I mean, Khaled. Like, right now we're working so we can get money.
Yeah.
And we're hoping that our saving is way larger than our expenses or spending, or further spending or whatnot, right? And this is all with the hopes of throwing it back home. Now, if you find somewhere that you can live, that can give you everything you want, but it's not home, would you take it? Like, what if you're just walking somewhere and somebody's like, let's go take a little trip, Nicolid. And you say, yeah, I always want to take a trip. No, I've been working hard. Let me just take a 2 weeks off.
Right.
And you go to this place and you realize, oh my goodness, this is just like home. But there's so much more to this place. Would you set your sights here knowing that you're leaving friends and family in the Caribbean, new friends and new families in the States, and then you're just somewhere else just thinking, this is it. And the cost of living is cheap, and nobody care about this side of the world because they don't have, you know, the frivolous amenities that they would in the States.
Yeah, I would, because different but environment.
Sorry, go ahead.
Good.
Would it be that easy for you to just make that decision?
No. I would honestly come to my close people like you and so forth and be like, bro, I took this trip down to just the place near Nicaragua. I think Nicaragua is an easier place though. But nevertheless, let's say you go down to Nicaragua and you're like, you see land, you get hill land, you get seafront land. Like, you know what I mean? That costing you $10,000 and so forth on the low like that. You know what I mean? And you're just like, the cost of living there, you realize that you can spend. Like, yo, when, sorry, may kind of skip the clip, but when you watch these guys on YouTube and Instagram that are taking these trips and going to these travel places, I'm realizing that what I could get in they put like what I could get in this place for 20 US and so forth. And you realize they're literally going through the whole place, eating this, staying at this place, going to this place, and the $20 last in them bars. You realize, yo, you can actually make a living in a certain places.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Not even living, you can actually make a killing, because if $20 I get a breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right? Decent foods. And some, let me say not $20, but maybe $50. Then they say, okay, $50 might be, $20 might be for housing, different places where you might stay.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes when you see someone there showing the little hotel room or apartment that they're staying in, you're like, yo, you can spend literally this much and get such a comfortable place.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I'm like, yo.
And you remember them times when your parents say back in the day, things used to cost this much. And they used to live off of, you know what I mean? You're like, you can do that in certain places for your money.
When me just hear my old people and the old lady and stuff talk, that then does they get hip me. They call it hip me. Quarter and 10 cent and 5 cent, right?
Dagger.
When you know what I mean? You know, when they say they get $1 or 25 cents and then go Miss Welch bars. Right now, Miss Welch is one of the most expensive schools in Antigua.
$15 for bread.
Yo.
Sundays look at this, I'm $5 now. Me and my pay $16 from bread, cheese, and butter.
Cheese,
is it almost a butter cost? $5?
Man, you pay for the bread. The bread I like, it will say $1.25, right?
Mm.
Forget butter, it might be $1 to $2. Oh, then how much you charge me for cheese? 10?
Nah, you charge for the labor also, the one who make the, you know?
Boss, me can't understand. But nevertheless, but when here, then those they get bread and cheese and so forth until have one little leftovers for buy one little soccer bobby or one food bag.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You wonder, like, no, but back then they never just have food bag, they just have frozen joy. You know, if you know frozen joy, be.
Same thing, but in the ice tray,
ice, right? You know what I mean? It then does get 2 piece of frozen joy. I like 25 cents. What can go so? Boss, 25 cents can barely buy on pal. Boss, remember when we just go shop.
25 cents, they get a bunch of sucker bobby the dog.
Your boss. And you could have buy 10 cents pal.
10 cents.
Your boy. 10 cents pal. Weed, and if you don't throw up all the chewing gum together and blow the bubble and you just pop on your face, and so after you just keep it. Bars, me tell you, bars. And you said to yourself, you just they get all in somebody for 25 cents. Me come now, me can't buy that for 25 cents. 25 cents, I get me sweetie, but 25 cents, does they get you actual food? You know what I mean? But I was like, and then, yo, just living in the era, like, you wonder, you realize, this, you want to live in a city, and I really say, hey, times really change, you know?
Yeah, but
from
you can
getting, yeah?
I think you can change, but no, because everybody was like, oh, no, it's like, you know, it's demand. People want more things, and it's hard to get more things, you know, to get those things that they want. Mm. We have to up the price so we can afford to get them for them. Cool, cool, cool. How about we just say, nah, we'll find it elsewhere, and then we stop relying heavily on import and start try export.
That's the thing me does they wonder about, because me said Timon, right? Why does they get all the meat kind back then? Why does they get pork? Why does they get chicken? Why does they get beef, chicken meat? You know what I mean? And you said to yourself, yo, how when they get them way back then? Panda low for survive. What make a can? Why make the price so high right now? Why? You know what I mean? I just said to myself, man, Yo, sometimes me sit down and I wonder if my parents and I really look back and say, yo, things really change. You know what I mean? Really, really change. Because it just shocked me for here that my old man is 70 something, 73. And for here, when he does say he old man, for he old man does work on the slave master's farm, you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
for my daddy's 10 feet old man and I used to work
You
cane
know what I
field and
mean?
sugar field for slave. Yeah,
Slave.
slave in our
You
father. That was the
know what I mean?
holiday.
You exactly, boss. Me come, me not get to spend much time with them, you know what I mean? But the little time I get to spend, you know what I mean? Me just this to myself. Me come and me see them till alive.
Yeah, and then they used
Properly.
to get
Properly.
buds
Then they
up.
used to rise up and slave master field. You know what I mean? And you say that night too far.
And
It
not the
ain't too
thing,
far.
he never too far the dog. From all my little lad, sometimes he'll go help you. Oh, free daddy. Go, work like the sun for you, look to change. You know, and all kind of tactics they use for get like boss. He never
But
that far. Like in
you
America, a whole different sudden. Cause I'm like, yeah,
just
4 years of slavery. This and that
yeah.
and that. In the Caribbean was a whole different slavery going on.
Yeah, boss. Two different type of slavery, dog. Two different type of slavery. Because for me, old man, me and them does they get the amount of whipping that them Americans get, dog.
Yeah,
I
maybe
don't
not. Yeah, maybe not
know.
cool.
Yeah, you know what I
It's
mean? But
extra hot in the Caribbean, no matter how to have what energy like
exactly. You
that.
know what I mean? When we just hear him old man and this hear him old man say that he does go home, done from school, after fetch water, bring home the water, full up the little drum and whatever little things they have full water with it. And then take his mother will cook, right? Mother will cook. And send he go carry the food up there to the old man, because sometimes the old man can't left the field. You know what I mean? What does always kind of bring tears? Not really tears, but make me feel kind of older. Now that you get older, you aim for having a piece of meat on your plate, dog. You know what I mean? You aim for seeing one piece of chicken, if a fish, whatever it
Yeah,
might
you can
be.
be picky about what you have and what you
You know what I
eat.
mean? You know what I mean? And then when you hear your old man also say, boy, back in the day, their mommy, when the mother does cook the little fish, right? The fish are for the hardest worker in the house.
He get the
That's
biggest
your
feet,
father.
yeah.
Not even
He
the
need the
best feet,
energy.
dog. My old man say sometimes them didn't get no meat kind. What the mother do, right? I put the fish on top of the rice.
So you can get the flavor
They
and the
get the
smell.
flavor. You know what I mean? And you know what I mean? Sometimes they might get some peas or so forth. You know what I
Go
mean?
get some
When the
grape
fish and
gravy.
you just get the fish flavor on top of the rice there. And you say, go around soul. I know how you have for they fucking choose if I want fish today, if I want
Check.
rice, this and that tomorrow and so forth.
And
Yo,
I'm
I
even
know.
grateful.
Oh boy, I know me, yeah, I spring water that. I may say, ah, the man. Look on that. You know what I mean? And I sometimes, but one of these days, I'm gonna sit down and ask my old man boy how he feel now he live for Seattle and generations come through boss. Like to see, yo,
Check.
boss come from so far away as like my old man drop out of school, you know, before grade 6 because he
Work.
say he's young and realize all the partner and them go work. And he just
Now
go
make
home and
money.
you know what I mean? He realized, boy, he not make no money. Free old man till pan slave master farm and a struggle and so forth. You know what I mean? He decide he could drop out of school and go to fetch him, get job and so forth. You know what I mean? And just about grade 6, not bad. Not even grade 6, grade 5. You
And even in
know
a
how young your kids
secondary,
are?
yeah,
Oh,
you
I
taught
want
10,
you to
9.
try. You know what I mean? And then, yo, you see, don't. Nowadays, if I get treated unfairly, I'll go union. You know what I mean? them in a hand on union in the bars. When the man tell me he does their work for a man for days, weeks, no pay. No pay. You know what I mean? When the man does
child labor.
Boss, when me just sit down and hear some of their old man talk, say, boss, them just to learn construction, dog. Them, they just have to pay the construction, or the person over the site, so them, they can learn construction. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But when me hear the man say me that, boy, you know, and it's just amazing, dog. It's just amazing. Them, they drop out of school for a fine work. Try and make it up in a life. You know what I mean?
But that's the interesting thing about it. No. But finish that thought before I cut you off.
Them they does this. Me sure boss, my old man, he wish he couldn't go to school, but because of the poorness of life growing up, you just have to make the decision for the conscious decision for drop out and start work, right? Mm-hmm. But Mr. Boss, look on our generation, not even really our generation, but our generation. Them want to go to fucking school. Them want to go to school.
That's what I mean. But like, it comes like a full circle because now people have so much and now they not go to school. It's like our parents realize that going to school is going to take away from the potential to gain. And they want to gain as much as they can because they don't want to be where they are. So they had strong drive.
Mm-hmm.
You check?
Mm-hmm.
If they work, they know where they're going to end up, right back here. Yeah. So why not just start here now?
Right.
You know what I mean? I know today, right. The way how schools, like every year, if you apply for college today, this year, next year, that should go high. Mm-hmm. Higher than this year. And mm-hmm. 2 years from now, 3 years from now, you get higher by big margins. So you're trying to figure out, like, how are you supposed to afford school? So a ton of people realizing that there's so much information online. There's so much people dropping courses. There's so much courses that you can get that they teach in school because most of the curriculum are the same. They just have different teachers trying to teach it and ask for more money.
Yeah.
People can teach themselves. And people realizing that most of these jobs are going to go obsolete. The only thing they really can like, put their money on is like the really high-paying jobs like lawyers and accountants and doctors and engineers. You know what I mean? Those are the ones that you really go to school for to get something to get into, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody is just like, I don't even know how certain things work, but I'm not going to go to school to pay all that money to be in debt. Because, you know, Khalid, that's not even the thing. You know how much people spend 3, 4, 5 years in school racking up money, racking up debt, and then they go and take a simple-ass job? And you're like, why you spend all that money for and waste all that time? Because I'm just waiting for my opportunity. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
You could be right. But no, you're overqualified to work at Amazon. And they're not going to pay you for what you know. They're going to pay you to fill the position. And you might say, listen, I want a raise because I actually studied HR and management. Like, yeah, you can send me an application. Cool. You know, unless the other one get fired, we're not even going to look at yours. And we're not going to pay you. Like, you're just waiting for your opportunity, which everybody is doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you just feel like, no, you have to work hard to pay off these debt, which you can never, you're going to kill you.
Right.
It's just full circle, because now people not going to school. Because they realize it's a waste of time. Just like how your parents used to do.
Mm-hmm. Like, even with Alex, dad, at a point in time, Alex was only doing deliveries, but because sales were gone down, and all we had were just deliveries for him to do, because he was the one supposed to really go out and try and get customers for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was working along helping him put some stuff in his vehicle, right? And what I heard Alex say is that he didn't go to school for 5 years in college. 5 years to be doing delivery driver. To be only doing deliveries. You know what I mean? He's like, I'm worth more than this. I'm this and that. I'm like, yo, you're just a part of the chain in the back. You just have to wait your turn. You know what I mean? You just have to wait. not guaranteed that you're gonna get into where you want. You know what I mean?
That's
And
true.
sometimes I sit down and I say, yeah, sometimes I hear some people bad, and they're like, they have it good in advance. Like you hear they have it good at this place that they're working. But then, yeah, I understand that it's not what you want or what you love, right? But then you come out of that place then, where you have it good to go in another place that you're gonna complain that you work for less, you're complaining that you're gonna do this and that. You know what I mean? Like, what the sense you left in the first place? You left for work to try to get to where you want, and now you're there, you're like, yo, what the hell? You know what I mean? What more move for?
Yeah, because that's one of the things I'm thinking about too. Because like I'm thinking about other ways that I can improve myself. And I want to join a union. I was doing some research on it. Turns out that like those union dues come every month. It's like 35 a month you have to pay once you get in and stuff. And basically, you just have to call into school. But every time I call, I'm not getting nobody. I left a couple of messages and stuff. So they can tell me how to do the application, come in and register and whatnot, whatnot. But in some of the requirements, they're saying that you have to be able to come to the classes. And the classes last like 2 months. So you have to, your workplace have to let you go for 2 months. Yeah, so they basically say you must be able to work two jobs. So at days they'll call you and you have to go there and spend the day. And I'm just like, I guess other workplaces could allow you to do that because the kid can't stop you from joining a union. But they don't really have to keep you. And my workplace, I'm the only welder. So if I gone, they don't make nothing for 2 months. So it not gonna be good for them for me to join a union. So they would have to try get a replacement or somebody to stand in my place, and that could be a big learning curve. You know what I mean? It just could be inconvenient to them. Now, I could just say, "Well, I can leave, but I can't right now because of how the finance is set up." Right? And I'm thinking about what it is that I want to do myself, and I can't. There's only so much I can teach myself. I need other people to show me like right from wrong. If I have a bad way of doing thing, bad way of doing a technique, there's nobody to correct me. If there's somewhere I can improve, there's nobody to give me advice. So I'm trapped here, I'm capped here. And if I can't advance, can't retain those skills and all the other positions and all the other welding methods that I know, I can't keep that muscle, that me muscle memory strong and on point. And if I don't have these license, I don't seem, even though I have years experience, it's not credible experience. You know what I mean? Like it's the pinnacle of welding is getting a red seal. And that way, anywhere you go, even if your shit expired, people be like, this nigga got it. You know what I mean? You can go anywhere in the world and just get work. You just walk up to, you literally walk up to any site that you see steel and sparks and just flash it. And the man's like, I don't even want to hear it. How much you want? Let's work. That's how cleaning come in for trades in welding. Cause they know yeah, anyways, I'm not stressing about that. So that's where anybody who's been a welder trying to get to. You know what I mean? And it's not that far, it's not that far to get. So now if I do the join the union, they'll put me on an apprenticeship, and the apprenticeship gonna start at it's gonna be a 4 year apprenticeship. They usually that long, but each year they increase. So it's like you get six no. There's like a ratio. They started getting like 60% of the full pay or 80% something. One way you go in, but you're getting a increase every year leading up to the full amount that you're supposed to get, which is like they can hit you between 40 to 80 as your max an hour. Check. Now, I've been thinking of doing other things on the side. But everybody been telling me I work 2 crazy hours to start working on the weekend because I won't be able to handle it all. And I hear what they're saying and that kind of makes sense. but I'm thinking about transitioning to something else outside of my field for like a year or two and then go back in. So I thought about like getting my CDL and then see if I can like do some work, like driving buses or driving trucks or something, just to like, you know, have the experience on my belt. And then if anything, I can transition to trying to get like a job with the government, like a welding job later on with the government. But they're usually looking for union workers in government positions. So I'm just like, they again a union again.
Darling, 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 please stop driving.